From the sublime to the ridiculous, welcome to Bronco Babble.
Babble, 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 babble.
Babble, babble. The Broncos have made it to this year's finals.
What world are you living in?
I have no idea.
Earth to Jade.
She bleeds orange.
Yeah, I bleed orange.
we started with that because we have an announcement.
We do. This is the Jane Raider, and we do have an announcement. We have the winner. We'd like to announce the winner of this past season's Bronco Babble competition, where people call in and you know, give their guess what the score is going to be. And we had a tie, and the tie was between Cody Lee and Sarah Tornier. And then Luke did the math and went through all of the scores to see who, what was it?
To see who was closest.
Oh, see, right.
You know, who had the fewest number of points that they were off from the actual scores of the games.
Exactly. And so the ultimate final winner of Bronco Babble is Cody Lee.
Cody.
Yay, Cody. Congratulations. Yay.
He's a clairvoyant.
He is a clairvoyant.
He should take it on the road.
He should.
Yeah.
And maybe he will.
Yeah. You know, the lotto's big right now.
Oh,
it
is?
There's big numbers on that machine at City Market.
Cool.
He should go down there.
I'm going to go down there.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it? You know, he doesn't look like a football guy, does he?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not
so
at all.
You can't judge a book by its cover, Jane.
Exactly.
No.
You can't. However, the Lukealicious, myself, the Jane Raider, and the Pampster, who is sitting right next to me, who has guested several times on Bronco Babble, are going to do a new show.
And it's called
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever you want it to be. It is whatever you want it to be. And we are going to welcome callers to call in and discuss whatever they want to.
Yeah.
Except you may not use any kind of foul language or do you have anything else?
No politics.
Oh, nope. Well, we decided we would do politics.
Okay, mostly no politics.
Mostly no politics. Yeah.
We're not only going to talk about politics.
No. We're hardly going to talk about politics.
But we have some guidelines.
Yes, we do. Would you like
to? And they go loosely something like this.
Okay.
Keep it positive.
Right.
We love and encourage call-ins. That's what this is all about.
Right.
But it needs to be positive, and
we can
criticize, but not directly towards anybody in particular.
So does that mean you can't bitch and moan about?
No, we
something?
Can bitch and moan.
We can.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
What else would Jane talk about?
I definitely have something to
the queen of the bitch and moan
to bitch and moan about today.
You do?
I definitely do.
Oh,
but.
Keep it clean is all we're saying.
Just keep it clean and don't be derogatory.
Yeah, there you go.
Toward anybody or anything.
Right.
This is community radio.
Exactly.
And there are kids listening because on Wednesdays, the schools let out early. So
that's right.
We will have an intergenerational audience.
Right.
And kids can call in too.
Yeah. Anyone can call. Yeah. Your dog can call in. Your goat. My goat
can
call in.
Well, it depends on the skill level of your
Well, you can dial for your dog, and if your dog wants to speak on the radio, we welcome that.
Yeah,
we welcome
963-2976
if you or your dog would like to call in, and we're on the air until just before 4:30.
4:28.
4:28 to be exact, and you might know the Pamster's name from Bronco Babble.
Yeah.
I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, big fan. Yeah.
Big fan.
Further evidence that Carbondale is the center of the universe.
Oh, Absolutely.
Because of things like Bronco Babble.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just found out that Rich Scangarello has been fired.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
I didn't know.
Yes. Their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He was fired. And the Giants, I can't remember his name right now, but the Giants offensive coordinator. No.
Pat Shurmur.
Yeah. Pat Shurmur was hired.
That's right.
Just like that.
Yeah. Yep. Just like that. And Pat Shurmur has a lot of experience. And so that's a big move for them. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess all of those conservative play calls did him in.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, 963-2976, if you want to talk about whatever. Do you have anything you would like to bring up, Pam? Or would you like me to talk first?
Well, I came ready to talk on one thing here.
Okay.
And I'm excited about this show for a lot of reasons, but okay. One of the reasons I'm excited about this is in the olden days,
uh-huh.
as my daughter calls them.
Does that include you?
And yes, your daughter is 8 or 9.
9 and a half,
right.
In the olden days,
uh-huh.
my parents and I used to get in the car and drive to Illinois to visit family.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't share with me at the time that there were hotels along the way. I've since learned that there are sleeping accommodations between here and Illinois.
Right.
But we would drive all night long. And we'd listen to AM call-in talk shows. And it was delightful. It was the highlight of that horrific journey.
Did you listen to Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell?
I can't remember. We'd have to get my dad involved to remember what it was. But,
uh-huh.
And so here we are. You know, like
talking on the radio.
Yeah.
15 years later, doing a call-in talk show.
It was meant to be, Pamster.
It was.
So I just think that's great. And I love, you know, I love radio. And so here we go.
Yeah.
Do we have a caller?
Oh, they went away.
I just got so excited.
Oh.
And then,
oh. It's okay. Well,
you, caller, you can be the first caller
on our
whatever.
New show.
Whatever.
Whatever. But anyone can call. They're calling back. 963-2976.
Caller, you're on the air. Tell us your name. Tell us your DOB. Tell us your dog's name.
You don't have
whatever.
To tell us
your bank
name.
Account number.
Whatever.
Right.
Tell us whatever.
Let's see. My dog's names are Pixie and
Alice. Oh, I know who you are.
Who is this?
Keep talking.
This is Sarah Villafranco.
Who?
Yay.
Who is it?
Sarah Villafranco.
Oh, Sarah.
The famous.
Hi.
I haven't talked
How
to you
are
in
you guys?
Good. I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know. It's been ages. So I have something I want to talk about.
Tell us.
Okay,
tell
go.
Us. Talk.
Okay. I'm not here to preach, so I don't want it to be heard with that tone.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, here's the topic. The topic is meditation and...
Wait. Sarah.
Cutting out.
You're cutting out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Is that better?
Yeah.
That's
yes.
much better.
Okay.
I
stood by the window.
Okay.
Okay, so the topic is meditation.
Ooh.
And why I think it has a bad rap.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So here's the thing about meditation is everybody thinks that you have to, like, achieve nirvana or, like, see Yoda floating in the sky or just somehow come to some place of stillness and quiet for it to be beneficial. And none of us can shut off our brains that successfully, except for the super experienced, you know, practitioners of meditation. So do you agree with me there?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So I have avoided meditation for most of my 46 years because I can't get my brain to settle down. So I'm like, okay, it's not for me. I'm going to run and that's my meditation, or I'm going to do yoga and I can move my body. And I still think all of that stuff is like valid. But this past June, I decided I've never tried to approach meditation from like a systematic like angle where I've just said, this is what I'm going to do. And so for 30 days in the month of June, I went into it and I was like, okay, I'm going to do 5 minutes a day, for a week, and then 10 minutes, and then 15, and then 20. So that's my plan for the month of June. Okay. And I went into it like, I'm going to prove that meditation does nothing for me.
You had an outcome before you started the experiment.
What do you mean?
Well,
yeah,
keep talking.
Yeah. I was like, here's what I'm going to prove. I'm going to prove. And, you know, I'm a doctor, right?
Yeah.
So I have read all the medical benefits of meditation. I get that it's a thing and people do it and it has benefits. But I just was like, it doesn't work for me and my monkey mind. So I go into this month of meditation, and basically the moral of the story is I've proved myself wrong. And June,
go back to the window, Sarah, go back to the window.
I'm at the window. I put a chair next to the window. I'm sitting next to a very
prickly
plant.
Okay, that's better, right there.
Okay. All right. So I proved myself wrong, and I've been meditating probably 5 or 6 days a week since June. And so here's what I want to say to the people out there who are very much like me in the meditation where you're like, no, I can't deal, right? Is that you have to adjust your definition of it. And so the best definition I can think of, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is conscious breathing. And that's
right.
Really like my mind never settles down during meditation.
Right.
And some days it's louder than others, but I sit, and some days it's 7 minutes and other days it's 20. But I sit somewhere and I breathe consciously with no other purpose or plan for those few minutes. And here's the effect it's had. And
Sarah, you're cutting out.
Maybe go out the window.
Yeah.
The front door of Osmia in the freezing cold. Just a bit.
Oh.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, so the moral of my story is just that if you get away from this concept that you have to achieve something by meditating, that you have to get to some place of stillness, and you just sit still. That's me going outside. And you just sit still and breathe for those minutes every day. The difference I've noticed, like a decrease in my general reactivity to things that might have felt like triggers to me before.
Right. Are you finished? Can I? Let
I'm
me know.
Done. Oh, my God. I just talked for so long. I'm sorry.
No.
But no, I have something. I want to interject something if you're okay.
Yeah.
I've been meditating on and off for years and years and years and have the exact same experience. But because I've had so many concussions, my doctors now the thinking is they ask you to meditate. And just like you said, don't expect anything from it. But what it does is it de-stresses you. Even if your brain starts talking to you, as long as you breathe deeply, and I've been taught a breathing exercise, it calms you down. And each meditation is different. And like you said, one meditation can be 5 minutes, another one could be 30 minutes. But because your brain keeps talking does not mean that you are not getting the effects from meditation. It's
exactly.
A total de-stressor.
Do you remember Ram Dass?
Yes.
He just died, actually, just a few weeks
ago.
Yeah,
I saw that.
He did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what he said? He said that if you can go 12 seconds without thinking a thought, you are enlightened.
Mm. Wow.
And he said practically nobody, of course, can do that.
Yeah, I don't
right.
think I've even come close to that.
It takes a lot of red wine.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what he said? He said, it's okay to think those thoughts. Just don't attach yourself to them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's tricky, right? People say stuff like, your thoughts are like clouds floating by, and mine's more like gale force winds.
Yeah.
You know? It's not so passive as that. But I guess my point is that what it's done for me is created this buffer zone between me and the events of my life. And that feels protective and good, and I crave those 7 to 10 or 20 minutes a day. And if I miss it for a couple days, it's noticeable. And so I guess I'm plugging it. And Pam, you and I can have a separate conversation with a glass of red wine.
for more than 12 seconds.
In vino veritas.
Can I come too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like it.
Anyway, that's my hot tip for the day.
Great.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Your new show.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Stay tuned.
You are listening to
Whatever
on KDNK with the Lukealicious, the Pamster, and the Jane Raider.
I'm impressed that you can say that without laughing.
Well, it's...
And I'm gratified. Thank you.
You're welcome, but I have to say one really funny thing.
Uh-oh.
I was telling my physical therapist, because of these head things, go to physical therapy. I was telling him about this show, and I was telling him, you know, what I thought about your name, you know, that I suggested Lukealicious to you, and that you had to think about it. Do you want to get that?
Yeah, let's get it.
Let's get it.
All right.
And then I'll finish this.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jake.
Jake.
Hi.
So,
this is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Well, you wouldn't have had to have waited had Sarah not been so long.
She was sharing the line, weren't we?
Yeah, Sarah was pretty long-winded, but it was really interesting to me.
Well, no, I found it interesting. Sarah's great.
I mean,
that was so just intelligent and informative and entertaining, all of those things.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to go the opposite way.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Are we surprised?
Okay, so here's the deal. Part of the deal.
All right.
Okay. So I've been riding the Raft bus, the BRT, to work up Valley every morning, and then home again at night.
Okay. Keep it to a minimum, Jake.
Well, no, we didn't say that to caller number one. Keep going.
That's
Jake.
True. All right, Jake.
Well,
listen to Pam.
Jane liked Sarah. Well, no wonder she said what she said.
That's true. Good point there.
She's only one
here
of three.
Here we go.
Okay, go.
This is two related quick pet peeves about the writers, some of the writers. First of all, the other day a guy got on the BRT with his snowboard, and there's no ski or snowboard racks on the BRTs. So he just set the snowboard in the seat next to him. And, you know, these are crowded buses.
Oh.
Maybe somebody would have wanted to have sat there.
That's just bad manners.
Should Raft have charged him? They should have charged him double if his snowboard is going to be taking up a seat. So that's one.
Okay. That's a good point.
The next one on Raft buses, passengers, pertains mostly, if not 100%, to women.
Uh-oh.
When you get on the bus, most people will sit. If there's two seats open right next to each other, they'll sit next to the window so that if somebody comes along and they want to sit down, they can on the aisle seat, okay?
Right.
Well, some of these women, they'll sit next to the window, but then they'll put their purse in the open seat next to them. Sort
is
of
that just when you walk by?
Right. Is this kind of sexist? Are you being sexist?
You know, I
that's
think
a good
you,
point.
Why don't
Pam?
You take further study over the week between now and
that's
next
a
Wednesday
good idea,
and see if this happens to
every guy,
man,
yes,
or if this is
a Jake
anomaly.
Exactly. That's a really good point, Pam.
I have no comeback.
Uh-oh, that was a good one, Pam. You silenced him.
Keep on keeping on. I'm a very busy man and have other things to do.
Clearly.
Okay, thanks for calling,
Jake. Catch a bus.
Yeah.
I will.
All right.
See ya. Bye.
So I had a thought. If you're good at meditation, that makes you an airhead.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that in that case,
striving
I'm proud
to
be an airhead.
Yeah. I am too.
Yeah. That could be a T-shirt, Luke.
Yeah.
Proud to be an airhead.
Yeah. We're all airheads because we're all on the air right now.
That's right. We are on the air.
We're an airhead.
But can I just finish this?
About the Lukealicious?
Yeah, about the Lukealicious.
Oh, you know what? We can't forget our underwriter before we go.
Oh, right.
Should we do that first?
Yes, let's do
you
that
know what?
First.
Whatever. The debut show of Whatever already has an underwriter.
That is so amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
That is great.
And you know who it is?
Who is it?
Support for whatever comes from RJ Patty Wax.
Oh.
Celebrating 24 years serving Valley Pets with all natural food and supplies, RJ's has a self-service dog wash. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. Next to City Market in El Jebel, 963-1700 and rjpattywax.com.
Yeah.
I've used
that self-serve dog wash.
That is so generous and kind of you, Eric Berry.
He's not
Thank
as dumb
you.
As he looks.
He doesn't know.
I'm kidding. I love Eric.
Yeah.
He used to be my boss.
He used to be my boss.
Really?
Did you work at Patty Wax?
I used to drive for him all over the Western Slope.
Oh. Soon after I first moved here, I worked at Patty Wax. Listen to this. Not part-time. And you know, anyone who knows me knows I've had several concussions. And one day I was up on the stepladder at RJ Patty Wax, you know, moving the food around. And somebody distracted me. And I looked over and said, what? And I fell. And the ladder went out from under me. And I fell on the cement, whacked my head so hard. And yeah, it was bad. But the funny thing is that Eric still has that same stepladder, and he named it Jane. Thanks, Eric. Thank you for your support.
Yes,
we all do appreciate
it.
But this is going to be really fast, and it has to do what my physical therapist's name is Chris, and when I was telling him about your name, Lukealicious. He said, and that you weren't, you didn't know if you liked it or not. He said, how about calling him Lukewarm? Lukewarm and
Lukewarm, the and generator, and the Pamster.
Well,
right.
We're more than lukewarm around here.
Yeah.
And we're ready for another call.
963-2976.
Yeah. We're here to talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Meditation.
Procreation.
Filling seats up with
annoyances on the bus that may or may not relate to your own self. we're gonna hear more next week. So y'all have to stay tuned next week.
And we can talk about if we want to talk about the Broncos or the playoffs or
school lunch,
my toothbrush.
Is your toothbrush named School Lunch?
No, but I have a problem with it. It's an new electric toothbrush, and I hate it because...
Oh, those are such strong words.
Well, it got high ratings. The battery only lasts for like a week.
Oh, well.
And you have to keep changing batteries.
Oh, it's not a rechargeable battery.
No, I've always had rechargeable.
Yeah.
But this isn't. So anyway, but we can talk, you and we can talk about anything.
Let's talk about... where the idea for this show came from?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know.
I do.
Tell us, Jane.
Deep in the recesses of that airhead
comes
a good idea.
Did you have to get on that ladder for this idea?
No. I was thinking, you know, I was sad that Bronco Babble was ending.
Yeah.
Because I really had, it was, I loved it.
Because we
that
should
show.
Be winning the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That's why you were sad.
That's why I was sad.
Yeah.
So
had
I was,
we unlocked the lock earlier.
Yes.
We would be mopping the floor with Kansas City Chief jerseys now.
Right. But so I was thinking, you know, what could we do? And I just thought to myself, let's just do a show about whatever.
First you wanted to do a sports show.
Oh yes, I wanted to do a sports show with you and Pam and I.
Well,
right.
I can't do more than one.
But that's why we decided not to do it because there would be so much homework involved.
There's only so much you can say about the Colorado Rockies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we decided no, a sports show is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Luke and I started talking.
Let's do a talk show.
A talk show.
All right. Let's let someone else talk on our talk show.
Okay. Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
This is your old pal, Little Willie. How y'all doing out there?
Little Willie!
Little Willie!
Hi!
You know, I got one word for you people out there in the Carbondale Basin. You ready for this word?
Yeah.
We are primed
this
and ready.
This word is whatever. I tell you what, I just ate some food and I ate a whole bunch of whatever. Now drinking everything that I put in front of my face, too. I tell you what, I'm sitting here with my old pal, Park Thompson. We are eating whatever they're bringing us, Rocky Mountain oysters. And
gator?
Are you eating any gator?
I'm starving, man. I'm eating gators and everything. You watch out.
Where are you? What? Where have you been?
You've been riding trains, Little
Willie? We miss you.
We're down at the poorhouse.
Oh. We're on our way.
Oh, God, yeah. I had the meatloaf. I had the Rocky Mountain oysters. I had Gidget's dessert. We had the mountain packing. It was outrageous.
You have some
cold
beer?
I'm just dragging my sorry ass down the street down towards the studio right now.
Oh, geez.
We got another mic here. You can
come on in and join us anytime.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, but that's another thing we forgot to say.
I'll tell you what, my phone's about to die on me.
Okay, whatever.
Rub two sticks together.
Go on. Your phone's about...
I can barely hear you.
Rub two sticks together.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to do that. I got a little gerbil on a little wheel that's here. I'm going to charge you back up here.
Okay.
I'm off the grid now because I got kicked out.
All right. Well, thank
you. Call us next week, Little
Willie.
Call
us next week.
Oh, whatever. I'll try.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good time.
Thanks for calling.
Little Willie.
Oh, I miss Little Willie. I was going to say something. What was it?
Well, you have a minute to say it,
okay.
Janerator.
I forget.
To go in 1 minute.
Boy, time flies when you're having fun.
Isn't that fun? That was great.
Yeah.
So
that
stay tuned and call up.
That was a great debut.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. We forgot to say sometimes if we feel like it, we may have a guest in the studio, a guest or two, and it may be two-legged or four-legged or whatever. But... whatever.
We got some birds coming in now, don't we? As guests?
Oh, yeah. We have some birds.
All right. That signals our end.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't forget to think about a sign-off, Janerator and Pamster.
Okay.
We need
All
a
right.
sign-off.
That's right. I forgot.
Stay tuned for Bird Note and Let's Talk here on KD&K. And thanks for tuning in to the first whatever. Yay.